How you doing? Why do you take your shoes off?
They are not our shoes. They are not even our feet.
My sister-in-law wanted me to ask that question.
Esther takes her shoes off every chance she gets. It is this very metaphysical reason. There is this special energy grid that moves through this riser. And with just the right amount of pantyhose an energy is conducted which causes connection to infinite intelligence.
Thank you.
When that's transcribed, we're going to be in trouble, aren't we?
I was just thinking about that.
I would like some help from you. I'm a little stuck. I've been listening to your tapes. I love them. They've helped me so much. I was diagnosed with...
Well, now wait.
Yes.
You are about to enter into a virtual reality.
Yeah.
So where are we going?
We're going down.
Why? Why would we use this precious moment in time to activate a vibration that doesn't serve you? Because you've been trained to face reality. But we're here to train you to face a vibration that pleases you. The whole point of virtual reality is to train yourself into a vibration that allows the well-being. So, you know, we don't care if you've been diagnosed with 15 deadly illnesses. It is irrelevant because in choosing a virtual reality and activating a vibration that allows well-being, all of those are deactivated. In other words, you would only have to spend a few days activating a vibration of well-being, and whatever it is that has been diagnosed could not abide in your vibration. In other words, it just would not match, you see. Or we can talk about it and keep it active, whatever you want to do. We can explain how it got there. We can try to remember how you got there. We can lament the fact that it is there. We can worry about how long it will be there. In other words, you can go that route if you want to. But when you think in terms of life experience only being about what's active in my vibration, then the question that we would put to you is, what do you want to be active in your vibration? And once you know what that is, that you want it to be something that feels good, now you can guide yourself precisely. Now you have reason, you have motivation to do it. And it doesn't mean that talking about it is going to drag you off and kill you. It doesn't mean that you are that vulnerable. It just means, why go there when you could go there? Why eat something you don't want? Jerry and Esther had a lovely meal. They ordered several things a la carte. Jerry ordered some sautéed spinach. Esther ordered some green beans almondine. When she bit into the spinach, it was bitter and nasty. When she bit into the green beans, they were delightful. Guess what she ate?
Green beans.
Guess what Jerry ate? He ate her green beans too. In other words, neither one of them ate the spinach. It didn't taste good. And since there was plenty of something else there that tasted good, Esther didn't say, you ordered it, you eat it. She said, have some of this, it is so much better. In other words, why? Why would you participate in something for this moment in time? Why would you use this moment to participate in something that does not taste good or feel good, you see? You get the point, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Reality doesn't mean diddly squat. Reality, it is not a big player. All it is how I've been vibrating and how I will probably vibrate if I don't vibrate on purpose, but it's not hard to vibrate on purpose. It really isn't. So, where are we going in your virtual reality? And remember, the purpose of it isn't to fix something that's broken. We're just wanting to practice good feeling vibration. So where are we going?
The Greek islands.
Ever been there?
Yeah. To a nude beach.
Yes.
Swimming in this beautiful blue water with these large mountainous rocks surrounding me. Swimming with my friend Diane. Under a blue, blue sky, and just feeling free.
Good. Now, your scene's almost over. What do you want to say to your friend?
Let's swim some more.
Good. Good. Now where we're going. Don't have to top it. Don't have to match it. Just another place for the purpose of finding something to feel good. Indoors, outdoors, by yourself, with others, doesn't matter. Pick anything.
A place where there's a lot of flowers.
Yes.
A lot of flowers, very green.
Exotic
flowers. Tiger lilies and all sorts of...
Are they growing wild? Are they in a garden that's tended?
They're wild.
And so...
In a big field.
And so as you are walking through and things are brushing past you, what's your heart feel like right now?
Oh, it feels good and the air smells good.
Find a word that describes your mood.
Restful, peaceful.
Scene's over. Now where are we going?
How about Aruba?
Ever been there?
Yeah.
Let's go someplace you've never been.
Hawaii.
So, where are we? Beach, hotel, restaurant, car.
Like on a jetty somewhere. Somewhere really interesting. So you can look out and see one side and the other side and see some boats.
What time of day is this?
The sun's about to set.
And what do you smell wafting through the air?
Oh, the sea water, and you hear the birds.
And what is your mood?
I feel very good.
And who's with you?
Nobody.
As you are standing there, watching the sun sinking, feeling in love with life, words are just sort of bubbling up. And even though there's no one here to hear them, what are you saying?
It's great to be alive.
Scene's over. We want to say to you that we want you to just find a good feeling place and try to, if you can, disassociate it with anything that you've been living. In that it's great to be alive, there is a little compensation for, in other words, people always say that I'm so much more excited about life now that I've had this sort of threatening thing. And what we want you to realize is you don't have to fix anything, because we want everything that you've been living to just be a non-issue in this moment. It's just a little snatch, a little snatch, a little snatch, a little snatch, a little snatch. We're not trying to do any compensating in any way. We're just trying to find happy moments. Sort of like if you were at a buffet and you said, I'm just going to taste 10 good things. This isn't my meal. I'm going to eat later. I'm just going to have something the size of a pea of 10 things. I'm not eating. Mm-hmm. The whole 10 things that I choose wouldn't amount to a mouthful. This isn't my dinner. I'm just tasting 10 things. And that's sort of the attitude that we want you to go to these virtual realities. This isn't a meal. I'm not trying to fix something that's broken. I'm not trying to compensate in any way. It's not even an exercise of compensation at all. All it is just light, fanciful, good-feeling practice of a vibration to make those kinds of vibrations more often, more dominant within my vibration. That's all.
More than affirmations?
Well, affirmations are wonderful too, but what this is just a softer, lighter, easier approach that is easy to do that will serve you enormously well. Everything that you are right now is a culmination of a multitude of vibrations. And so you're walking around with all of these vibrations, and people are walking around you with all of their vibrations. And sometimes through a responsibility, I have a job, so I'm going there. Or through responsibility, I'm going to a family gathering, or whatever, you find yourselves rubbing up against vibrations that are not your choosing, but they are semi-active within you. And as you move about, other people who are living these experiences, or other television commercials that are being shot at you, or other comments that people are making, cause an activation within you that if you knew what you were doing, you wouldn't allow it to happen. But you don't know what you're doing. It's happening by default. So you're getting activated all over the place, which is giving you a pretty bumpy ride and making you feel like somebody should do something.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that you can think of is, I need to get rid of all of those things that are activating vibrations within me that aren't serving me, which is an impossible task. So when you say, rather than getting rid, I don't want to see that person because that person always makes me feel this way. So I'm going to avoid that person. Try that one. There is no avoiding that person, is there? Because whether that person shows up or not, that person's in your mind. Other people remind you of that person. Suddenly, everywhere you go is that person, you see. But when you deactivate that, then you stop having those experiences. And so that's what the virtual reality is about. It's just softly activating, gently, knowing that law of attraction is this powerful manager that once you just make a little effort to activate something, then more things like it begin coming into your experience. So it just gets easier and easier and easier. Returning to your state of absolute wellness is not about creating wellness. It's about deactivating illness. Well, the way you deactivate illness is by activating wellness. Only there's no such thing as deactivating illness because when it's activated, it's activated. It's like shining a spotlight on something that you want to stay in the dark. There that thing is I don't ever want to see. There it is. Look. There it is. See it? See it over there? There it is. See that awful thing? There it is. That's what it's like, you see.
Yeah.
So instead, you want to just shine your light over there. And if it stumbles over there, just get it off as quick as you can. So now where are we? Good feeling. 30
yes.
seconds of good feeling.
Someplace with a lot of snow. Let's go to, a cabin on a mountain where when the sun hits the snow, it's glistening, and the trees are glistening. They have that coat on them with the ice, and it's just so gorgeous out, and the air is brisk.
Fabulous. Scene's over. All you needed.
Okay. It's good.
Get in, feel good, get
it's
out.
It's good.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
You.
Yes, indeed. Third round.